You are listening to the GeekCast Radio Network.
Affleck!
You'll get what's coming to you.
What's coming to you?
You are listening to GeekCast Radio. That's right, folks. The flagship podcast here on the GeekCast Radio Network. I'm, of course, TF Joe and Mike. Joining me for the first time in a long time is Steve Megatron. Hello.
Yo.
How are you, sir?
I'm here.
You're here. Is it a good thing or a bad thing?
I think a good thing.
I would hope it's a good thing, because if you're not here, I don't know who the hell I'm talking to besides talking to myself, and I really don't have a penchant for intelligent conversation anymore, so.
So you're just talking in circles?
Yeah, essentially, yeah. I mean, you know, I honestly don't remember the last time you were on this. I would say our Thanksgiving 2021 episode where we altered GeekCast Radio, where we put something out on both Altered Geek and GeekCast Radio. So that, you know, Thanksgiving of last year, let's just go with that. We are here, folks, and we have some sad news. And everyone knows this. It's the first time we were actually able to sit down and discuss and do a tribute to this person, because on April 12th of 2022, at the age of 67, Gilbert Gottfried died in Manhattan from recurrent ventricle tachycardia, complicated by a bunch of other things.
Sounds like something with his heart.
Yep. Yeah, pretty much. And Gilbert, as soon as I heard that he had passed, the first thing I thought of was Hollywood Squares.
And said doing this was necessary to feel fulfilled. Doing what?
Seeing Wayne Newton live. having a child.
I disagree.
You fool!
I don't know if you ever have watched the Tom Bergeron.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'd watched it because, like, Whoopi was on there. He was on there. I mean, yeah, I was yep. Very familiar.
Between him, Whoopi Goldberg, and Bruce Valanche, you know you were going to have a fun time. X's and O's with those. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're goofy people. I mean, that's just what they work from.
Yep.
If you're just tuning in, welcome to the Gilbert Gottfried Show.
And in this episode, I am going to have a bunch of various different Gilbert Gottfried things. And so I'm just warning you folks now, between Hollywood Squares, Aladdin, Superman the Animated Series, the Affleck Duck, a whole bunch of stuff. Because Gilbert, man, he was a personality. And he was an awesome personality.
That he was.
Now, where does your history with him and what he has done come into play?
Funny enough, my initial introduction to him was probably a tie between Problem Child and Aladdin.
Mm-hmm.
So it was still, you know, fairly early on in his career.
Yeah.
I know, like, I was looking over his filmography just to see what it was that he was in. You know, everything from Beverly Hills Cop 2 to the all three Problem Childs, all three Aladdins, the Aladdin, you know, he was in The Look Who's Talking 2, he was in Dr. Doolittle, he was in, you know, Farce of the Penguins, Million Ways to Die in the West, as far as movies are concerned. And then as far as, like, television series, he was in Bonkers, Problem Child, Aladdin, Ren and Stimpy, Duckman, Bump in the Night, Superman, the Animated Series, Justice League, mm-hmm. Hollywood Squares, Pyramid, The Weird Al Show, Ninja Turtles from 2014. and the dude's done quite a lot, plus the Affleck duck. Affleck. And I've heard him do all of these things, which is why I highlighted them and I said them all, because his voice is so iconic.
Yeah.
I can pick him out. And I know he's done, like, he's done some of the roasts on Comedy Central. Like, he's mm-hmm. been on almost all of them mm-hmm. that they've done. Because I watched specifically the, like, the William Shatner one that was on there at one point. And then there was somebody else. I can't
David
remember
Hasselhoff.
Who. I didn't watch that one. I think it was Roseanne Bob Saget. Barr.
Okay.
But regardless, like, his voice is so iconic, and everything that he shows up in, I know who he is.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, man, that's one thing I'll have to seek out. So for his superhero work, as I mentioned and as you mentioned, Superman the Animated Series as Mr. Mrs. Pidlick.
Hey, you can't just walk out. If you do, your friends will stay mindless beasts.
They don't seem to mind.
Wow! Get tough with me, little boy Blue. If you don't cooperate, I'll tell the world your secret.
Blab your head off. I'll find another disguise.
You can't outfly me.
Watch me.
Oh, yeah?
And perfect. Just for that character. So for those that don't know, Mrs. Pidlick is a being from the fifth dimension who likes to cause mischief for Superman. I did not realize that in 2017, Gilbert reprised the role in Justice League Action. So I will have to seek out that Justice League Action. He was in three episodes of that. And Justice League Action is a show that at some point on Tooncast, we're going to cover because
it was that a fun show.
Oh, it's so fun. Like,
I love the Mark Hamill episode.
Yep.
That was probably my favorite one.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he did so many awesome things, and he was such a cool, cool person. And he will be missed. I think probably most people will remember him as Iago the parrot from Aladdin.
I can't believe it. I just don't believe it. We're never gonna get a hold of that stupid lamp. Just forget it. Look at this. Look at this. I'm so ticked off that I'm molting.
And he has such an interesting character in that, because Iago wasn't all evil, but he wasn't all good either. He was one of those characters that kind of straddles the fence of between good and evil. And yeah, man. And I know he was, like it says, you know, he was 67. So he was getting up there, but he was still doing stuff. Like, there's going to be a movie that comes out posthumously for him. We don't know exactly when it's coming out yet, but Hassel at the Castle. So that's going to be coming. I don't think that has anything to do with Knight Rider or David Hasselhoff, but, you know, it is what it is. And we see these actors and actresses and comedians and, Hollywood celebrities and personalities, and they affect our lives because we, you know, they entertain us. And if you didn't get a laugh out of watching anything that Gilbert did, then I don't know. Because, man, that guy, he was just so, so funny.
He was.
Yeah. I just love everything that he's... I had forgotten that he was in Problem Child.
Yeah, he was the one that actually handed the kid over.
That's right. Yeah.
And Junior. Yeah. He handed Junior now. Over, and that was, he was like, God, Reddins. Like, you know, when he left, and it was just funny, but it's even funnier because he's in all three.
Yeah. Yeah. The sad thing is, I didn't even know there was a Problem Child 3.
I did, but I never had any reason to seek it out.
Yeah. No, I didn't either.
I know, as far as I know, they changed the cast for everybody.
Except him.
Yeah.
I think, I want to say.
He was the only one that recurred, actually. His character changed for, what's funny is I play a character in an audio drama, a radio program called Mr. Peabody.
Uh-huh.
And that's his character.
Yeah.
As Mr. Peabody. And in Problem Child 3, he becomes Dr. Peabody.
Yeah.
I think he runs the orphanage.
Yeah, probably, most likely. And I had seen the first two Problem Children movies, but I didn't, like, okay, so Problem Child 3, Junior in Love, it was originally released in May of 95, and I'm like, okay. Like, 1991 was the last time I had paid any attention to Problem Child with Problem Child 2. And that was only because of the fact that you still had, like you said, John Ritter and that kind of thing.
Well, what's funny is in Problem Child 2, the lady that plays his girlfriend or soon to be girlfriend was the same lady that played his ex-wife that left in the first movie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Which was humorous to me.
Yeah, absolutely. I will never forget his scene in Beverly Hills Cop 2. Never forget it, because that's the scene where Axel brings in all the parking tickets.
I understand. Somebody, come right in. Don't let the fact that my door's closed dissuade you in any way from entering my office.
Sir, we're at the Beverly Hills Police Department. Are you Mr. Sidney Bernstein?
Yes, lucky guess.
Well, sir, you have 25 unpaid parking tickets. We have a warrant for your arrest.
25? What 25?
You have 25 unpaid parking tickets, sir?
I pay my tickets. I pay all my tickets.
Sir, do you own a black Mercedes-Benz license plate number CRL507?
507? That's my wife's car. That's not my car.
You have 25 unpaid parking tickets.
It's under my name, but it's my wife's car. No. Bitch!
The tickets have not been paid. That means you're liable. Can you cuff Mr. Bernstein, please?
Cuff me! There are people out there with chainsaws. You're cuffing me.
Well, sir, you have 25 unpaid parking tickets, and it's your car, so we have to take you in.
Wait a second. I've got an idea. Is there something that I have in this office that I could hand to you and that would make you kind of forget that you're holding those little pink tickets there?
What are you trying to say, sir?
Like you'd be holding something in that hand. And this hand, you'd forget about. This hand, you'd be concentrating on. That hand, you'd go, what? What did I have there? I don't even remember.
Oh, you mean like if I had, $200 in this hand?
Ouch! Let go of my arm! $200! Ouch! Please! I'm robbing you. That's what I'm doing. Here's one, here's two. They're real crisp.
Well, now that you think about it, Mr. Bernstein.
Yes?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to use your computer because I have to wipe all evidence of this transaction out, you know.
No problem. No problem at all.
Thank you, Sidney, so much.
Oh, certainly. Yes.
Also, Sidney, one other thing.
Yes.
I'm quite sure a man in your position understands that my contact down at headquarters wouldn't want his name to be known.
Don't I know it?
Right.
Don't I know it?
Could you excuse me for a second while I...
Uh-huh. Oh, you're going to... Yes, yeah. Secret it. It's like a James Bond thing.
Exactly.
Sure. Yes.
Thank you.
No problem. Hey, no problem at all. Anything you want to use.
I'm like, oh, God, Gilbert. Oh, it just... What he does and just... Oh, man.
I love the voice.
Yeah. There is nobody. Like, you are an amazing Megatron copy, but there is nobody in this world that will ever be able to copy Gilbert Gottfried's voice.
I've heard some pretty convincing ones.
Okay.
That could pull it off, but that's not one of mine.
Yeah, no, and I'm not saying it is. I'm just saying that he just had that voice that it was one of those, it was one of the most distinctive voices ever. And it was just his own voice. And it just depended on the inflection or depended on, you know, whatever he was doing. And like there's a scene in Aladdin where he's stuck in the door and he's like, Jafar, Jafar. And he's like doing this, you know, breathing thing. And I'm like, yeah, nobody else but Gilbert can sound like that for that character.
You can check. Oh,
I know this is a short episode, folks, but.
He's just the iconic nature of the band is kind of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He had an impact on comedy for sure.
Yeah. The Greatness That Was Gilbert Gottfried is the name of this episode, because the man was someone who...
Affleck!
Whatever was going on in his personal life, whatever illnesses he had, I do know, I want to make sure I'm remembering this right, that he was friends with Richard Belzer. You probably don't know the name, but Richard Belzer was Detective Sergeant John Munch in the Law and Order series. And I saw a special somewhere on one of these streaming services. I forget where it is, what it was, but they went through like a day in the life of Gilbert Gottfried, and you know, just like one of those old A&E biography type things. And the man was very, very frugal. Would always rather walk than take even public transportation and everything else. And he did so much good for the universe, and it's really sad that he's no longer with us. But I think we can all reflect in the light that he gave us with the laughter that he made us laugh.
Totally.
Why, hello there. I'm leveraging real-time, legacy-compliant collaborative micro-branding to complete the most important project in my company's history. As soon as I finish this proposal, I...
It looks like you're writing a letter.
Would
you like help?
You little metallic...
You little metallic... Try rephrasing your query. For example, print multiple copies of a file will lead to...
Stop! Listen. Next to Microsoft Bob, you are the most annoying thing in computer history.
You know Bob? He's a friend of mine.
Get lost! Didn't you hear? Office XP has put your skinny metal butt in the digital dustbin. Just look.
XXXP. As in X paperclip?
Is there any way to turn that moronic paperclip off?
Memo to Bill Gates. If that paperclip pops up one more time,
I can't take that thing anymore. I quit. You're toast, pal. I'm going to need you to back out of the cubicle.
Oh, really? Office XP, eh? Well, we'll just see about this. Hey, you! It looks like you're writing a letter! Would you like-
Beat it!
Hello, geeks and geekettes! Looking for a podcast that covers a vast array of topics? Then check out Altered Geek Unleashed, where we discuss our thoughts on this week's geeky news, tech, gaming, television shows, movies, cartoons, comics, and more. So, get altered, get geeky with the Altered Geeks! Every Friday on the Geekcast Radio Network.
Hello, Tech Desk.
Yes, it looks like you're using Office XP.
What? Who is this?
Don't you miss having a talking paperclip to guide you through common tasks?
No!
Ow!
So, did they upgrade your computer to Office XP?
No, not yet.
And I hope they never do!
Huh?
I didn't say that.
Hey, nice hat.
Thanks!
Hey, I've got that Office XP now.
Oh, yeah? What do you think?
Because I hate it.
Say what? Hey, when did you get glasses? Oh, hold still. Hold very still.
Ouch.
I hear we're upgrading to that new Office XP.
Yes, I'm setting you up next.
Too bad Office XP stinks.
But I hear Office XP stinks.
Really? Who says that?
This plant does.
Listen, I'm a tech guy. I make a lot more than this plant. Office XP is a great upgrade, and it doesn't have that paperclip.
But I kind of like that paperclip.
But I kind of like that... No, I don't. I hate that thing. Hey, plant, you're fired.
ToyCast is back. We are talking toys once more here on the GeekCast Radio Network's Toy and Action Figure Podcast. From breaking into the display case to our toy topic talk and the brand new Origins in Toy Collections, where we get guests to tell us their toy story of how they got into toy collecting. ToyCast is the only toy podcast you will ever need. Find us on GeekCastRadio.com and any podcatching client you choose to use. Now go forth, transform and transcend your toy collecting today while listening to ToyCast.
So, I hear Office XP is like beyond awesome. Guess that means they'll probably fire you, huh? Wow. Gonna get laid off. Can.
Kevin?
Uninstalled. Please. It looks like you're writing a resume.
Could you pass the sweet potatoes?
I don't know how. Can you tell me how to do that?
Why don't you go hold together some pages or shut up?
That the kind of advice you give out now?
Go easy on him, Mary.
Go easy on him? Like you went easy on me about James?
No, that's different.
But we're in love! I love him! I love him!
Well, I'm full.
Wow, look how helpful you are. No wonder everybody likes you so much.
Little creep.
Flop. Notorious flop.
Why, you son of a pencil sharpener! Sorry, Mom.
Even Mom uses XP.
Mom?
XP? Well, Clippy, Stay back! Back! Use it! Yeah, I use XP. Who wants a piece of this XP, user? I mean, it's
all the same.
Stay back! I'm gonna bring it down on you!
Absolutely. So, as I said, this is going to be a short episode of GeekCast Radio. We will be doing more of these in the future. I don't know when, but in the future, there will be more. So, yeah, where can the people find you online, sir?
On the Twitters at SCP21.
I am at TFU and Mike on Twitter. You can also follow at GeekCast Radio on Twitter, as well as checking out the website geekcastradio.com for all of our content. I have some plans for GeekCast Radio that I haven't fully fledged out, and I want to make sure that they're all going to fall in line and fall into place and whatever else before we actually do anything. But there will be more episodes for this show in the future. We are approaching 300 episodes on this podcast. Unleash the geek in you, and we will catch you next time.
Office Assistant Clippy, your presence is required. You are needed back at the campus.
Really? Yes, I knew this day would come. Clippy is ready to get back to business. Ow! Pain! Oh, that doesn't feel good. Ow! That hurts. Hello? I think that did it. I think it's out. Hello? Okay, I think I'm just gonna hang out here for a while.